Chinese Premier Li Qiang is visiting Ireland today for the first time in a trip that's been welcomed by Taoiseach Mr. Varadkar. The two leaders are expected to discuss global issues, bilateral concerns and EU-China relations. Mr. Li will also meet President Michael D. Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin. For more, let's talk to Associate Professor in the School of Politics and International Relations at UCD, Alexander Dukalski. Alexander, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Mr. Li is making only one other stop off on this visit to Europe. He's been to the World Economic Forum at Davos. Why from there to here?
Well, I think he's on a mission to charm offensive. China's trade imbalance or trade relations with Europe have declined in the last couple of years. Chinese officials are worried about rhetoric of de-risking from the Chinese market. And so I think there's an effort to repair China's image, to repair relations, and to signal that China's open for business.
So, but I'm just curious about why Ireland? I mean, I can see why he'd want to convey that message to Europe, but why has he chosen to come here?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but we can surmise that Chinese authorities like that China, that Ireland is not a member of NATO, that Ireland is militarily neutral. And for a long time, there was an effort to kind of cultivate Ireland as a friendly voice in the European Union on behalf of China. I'm not sure that effort really worked, but the impetus, I think, was there. And so I think China sees Ireland as a potentially friendly voice in Europe on its behalf.
And then what of our interest in China? What's the nature of the relationship and how would you expect to see it develop?
Well, China is obviously a very big and important country. Ireland trades a lot with China. Although I think it's worth noting that we shouldn't overstate the volume of trade relations between Ireland and China. They are dwarfed by Ireland's trade with the United States and Europe, for example. But it's been growing in recent years relative to about a decade ago. And so, you know, it's an important economic partner for Ireland. Of course, there are real tensions in the relationship. Human rights is a key pillar of Irish foreign policy. And so there's always a tension there between economic relations and political values.
Indeed, a recent Human Rights Watch report on China, among other countries, but in relation to China, it said that 10 years into President Xi Jinping's rule, repression deepens across the country. The Chinese government continues its abusive policies against Uyghurs and other Muslims across China. The government is further tightening social controls. Its list of political targets continues to expand. Do you think human rights will be on the agenda today?
Well, I would say that assessment of Xi Jinping's rule in the last 10 plus years is accurate. Since 1949, China has been a single party authoritarian state without any political competition, free speech, free press, those sorts of things. But for a time period there around the 1990s and 2000s, it was relatively more liberal. But since 2012, there's been a sweeping crackdown. And in particular, that crackdown has an anti-Western characteristic. In 2013, there was a leaked document that listed ideological threats that the Chinese government saw. And amongst those were things like human rights, separation of powers, free press, so on and so forth. So it's clear that there's deepening political control and repression at home. That's also starting to leak outward. In the last few years, we've seen Hong Kong's sort of semi-democracy basically squelched. I mean, Beijing has control over Hong Kong now. And so I think there are concerns about China's external ambitions when it comes to its domestic political system.
But of course, it continues to seek trading and other relationships with countries around the world, including relationships with academic institutions, investment in third level institutions around the world. Your own university has the Confucius Institute, I think. Should universities be taking funding from that sort of regime?
Well, in my view, no. And I've argued that a lot of those relationships are highly problematic. Those decisions happen above my pay grade to some degree. But I think that the bigger issue is de-risking across different sectors. So in his speech a few months ago, Micheál Martin suggested that across society in a range of sectors, we need to start seeing China not just as a place for economic opportunity, which it often is, but also as a political actor. For too long, I think we assumed that China didn't have politics, that it was just a place to make money, it was just a market. But China has politics like anywhere else, and I think we need to be attuned to that and educate ourselves about that.
Professor Alexander Dukhansky, thanks very much indeed for talking to us here on the News at One.